So what is the most memorable time that I have had?
谁要猜?
Anyone like to guess?
我的青少年时期。
My teenager years.
然后再猜一个，我在服事的群体里面，我最享受的是哪一群人？
And guess again, who is the my serving audience that I most serve the most has the most pleasure?
意思是说我比较释放，然后比较投入的。
That is most relaxed and really get into the service.
谁猜？
来猜，
雅珍你猜。
My daughter Jennifer.
啊？青少年。
Youth group.
所以我到这里来很痛苦。
So I came here. I suffer a little.
每一次我见到青少年，就很想讲很多话。
Because when I see them, I like to share a lot with them.
可是我像哑巴一样。
But I'm like mute.
你看我如果在青少年里面的时候。
And when you see me in youth group.
如果我可以用我的语言。
If I can share with my language.
我就回到我的青少年时候。
It will bring me to my youth.
我很能够跟他们有一种心理的沟通。
That I can connect with them heart to heart.
所以对我们的青少年，我要说我真的是爱你，然后我真的是了解你。
I want to tell them that I truly love you and understand you.
但是很抱歉，我没有办法跟你们对话。
But I cannot have a conversation with you.
现在已经后悔已经来不及了，没有好好学英文。
Regret I did not learn English well.
在这一期四月的《飞扬》杂志里面有一篇故事的文章。
There's a magazine, Soaring. There's an article.
那里面有谈到一个故事。
There's a story.
提到说有一个挑夫，有一个挑水的工人。
There's a worker that brings water, to a place.
他是凭着两个水桶在赚钱的。
And his job is to bring two buckets of water from one place to another.
所以他挑水去给主人，然后看挑多少水就赚多少钱。
And then he will go to his employer and how many buckets that he will bring, that's how much money he will make.
他有两个水桶。
He only has two buckets.
一个是好的水桶。
One is good bucket.
一个是已经有裂口的水桶。
Another one has a leak.
那他总是把那个有裂口的水桶放在前面。
He will put the one that has a leak in front of him.
你们知道什么叫挑吗？挑。
Do you know what it means to bear?
老年人知道，可能年轻人挑，知道吗
？Young people may not know that.
前面放一个，后面放一个，那个孟晨知道哈。
You have a stick. You have one bucket in the front and one bucket.
用你的肩膀挑哈。
Use your shoulder.
现在不需要了。
We don't do that anymore.
那他把这个有裂痕的这个水桶放前面，是因为他要特别注意这个水桶水会漏出去。
He wants to pay a special attention to the one that leaks because he wants to know if he would lose water.
有一天，这个裂口的水桶对主人呢，对这个挑这个工人呢，非常的难过，跟他说我很抱歉。
Okay. One day, this bucket that has a leak will tell his master that he's very sorry.
他说对不起哈，因为我的裂痕呢，总是让你少了半桶水。
He said because of my leak that you will lose half of the water.
所以你为了就补那半桶呢，还要挑一次。
So therefore, he has to do some extra trip to compensate.
这个挑夫这个工人说呢，你一点都不要觉得抱歉。
The master said, no, don't worry about it.
你知道吗？当我挑你走过那一条路的时候，你的水呢就浇在那些路边的野花的上面。
Because as I pass through, the leak will water the flower on the path.
你知道有多少人在欣赏这个路边的野花吗？
Do you know how beautiful those flowers are?
你知道那些花多么受祝福吗？
And they are blessed because of the water.
别的野花需要等雨水。
Because the flowers are waiting for the rain.
我走过的路的这一群野花呢，他们有你在这边浇水。
And because I pass, and then they are blessed.
所以千万不要难过。
So do not be sad.
在这个文章的故事的下面有一个框框，就写了几个字，它的题目是盼望。
And then in this article at the end it has two words, hope. in Chinese.
然后里面有几行尸体的字，我把它念啊，挑几句出来哈。
And then there is some words underneath.
第一句是这样说：盼望是神所赐最奇妙的礼物。
Hope is the wonderful gift from God.
它有时会弯曲。
Sometimes it bends.
会扭转。
It turns.
甚至会隐藏。
Or hidden.
但是不会破裂。
But it will not be broken.
当眼睛看不见前路的时候
，When the eyes cannot see the path ahead，
盼望引导我们的脚踪
，Hope will lead our footsteps。
盼望
，Hope，
圣经里面把它形容成活泼的盼望。
The Bible tells us that it's a vigorous, it's a living hope，
充满喜乐的盼望。
It's a hope with joy。
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们求神的帮助，让我们听到神的话。这是从我们里面的力量。
May God help us as He speaks to us in our hearts.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
今天早上孩子要恳求你。
This morning I ask you，
用你的灵来感动我们。
That may Your Spirit move us，
启开我们心里的眼睛。
Open our eyes，
让我们真的知道。
That truly we will know，
让我们真的抓住。
That we will grasp upon。
你所要给我们的产业是多么的丰富跟荣耀。
The abundant inheritance, how great, glorious abundant it is.
让我们真的知道。
So, make us understand.
你要给我们的这种恩召，你召我们成为你的儿女，这样的盼望是多么的恩典。
That the hope that you have given to us in your calling.
也让我们真的知道。
And truly help us understand.
你要在我们的人生里面所给我们的力量是多么的浩大。
That the strength that will give us is how great they are.
这个是保罗在当时候为以弗所教会所求的。
And that's what Paul has asked in for the church of Ephesia.
今天我们也要在你面前恳求。
So I pray as well.
同样的灵。
That the same spirit.
启示我们。
That has inspired us.
从老到小。
From the old to the young.
从男到女。
From men and women.
启开这个棕榈滩教会的弟兄姐妹的眼睛。
Open the eyes of the brothers and sisters of this Chinese church.
把你那喜乐的盼望。
Give us joyful hope.
稳稳当当的放在我们的心里面。
That will give us in our heart.
帮助我们。
Help us.
听见你的话
As we listen to your word,
祷告奉耶稣的名
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们打开罗马书
Romans
我们先看第八章
Chapter 8 Please turn to Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
24, 25节
24 and 25
罗马书第八章24、25节
24th and 25th verse
好我们请中文先来念然后我要请、Brother John 跟我们念英文好一起来我们得救是在乎盼望只是所见的盼望不是盼望谁还盼望他所见的呢但我们若盼望那所不见的就必忍耐等候
For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
谢谢。一样的罗马书十五章。
And then turn to chapter 15.
十五章第四节。
Verse 4.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans 15 verse 4.
好中文先来从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
我们再看一个一样罗马书第五章。
And then Romans chapter 5.
第三、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
第五章第三、第四节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4.
好，我们念到第五节好了。
And 5.
三、四、五。好，我们中文先来。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。 因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Let's read together with English. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us.
这个月我们的培训读经的主题就是喜乐的盼望。
Our topic for the month in the, our scripture reading is hope in joy, hope in joy.
本来我们每一个月的第四个礼拜是我们这个培训的这样的一个讨论跟分享。
Actually, on the fourth week of Sunday every month, we have some trainings.
但是今天我们没有。
But today we will not have it.
因为我们已经有太多了，上个礼拜刚培灵会完。
We just had a revivals meeting last week.
但是我希望借着今天我们的分享。
But through our sharing today.
能够让我们把这个月的读经的那个盼望真的是放在我们的里面。
That the hope that we have read in this month truly can put it into our hearts.
我希望我们对神的话语有这种态度。
That we should have such an attitude in God's word.
你不一定每一句都有感动。
You may not be moved by every.
你不一定每次念你都很激动。
Every time that you will be all excited.
但是呢，你要有那种雅各的态度。
But you should have the attitude of James.
抓住天使。
Jacob, that you grasp upon the angel that whom he wrestled with.
如果你不祝福我,
if you do not bless me,
我不让你走,
I will not let you go.
一个月以来你念了很多盼望的经节。
We have read the scriptures in past month.
今天告诉神说, 如果你不把这个盼望的真理给我,
and we grasp upon God and say, if you do not give me the truth,
我不让你走,
I will not let you go.
等一下我们会有一个经节告诉我们因为神本身就是赐盼望的神。
And then another scripture we will read that God gives us hope.
两个礼拜前刘蕾问我一个问题。
Two weeks ago, Sister Liu Lei asked me a question.
这个盼望到底是动力还是结果?
Is hope a 动力?
Motivation.
Is it a motivation or is it the result?
刘蕾在这里吗?你有找出那个答案吗
？What's the answer, Sister Liu Lei?
我说我等我讲到时候，好再把它放进来哈。我说好好的回去寻求。
I will share it today.
如果你注意放在你的罗马书第五章的三四五节那里，我们把第一章的投影片可以放出来哈。投影片在哪里 ？OK。好，我们看罗马书第。五章三四五节，特别是看第三跟第四节。
We especially pay attention today on Romans chapter 5, verse 3-4.
你看到这个盼望是原因，是这个生活的动力，还是生命的结果
？And let's see if the hope is the result of motivation or is the result of life.
是什么
？What is it？
两个都是有道理。
Both.
对，因为信心是这个盼望的动力，它是它的内容，所以信心触动使它产生盼望的结果。
Faith is the cause of hope, and then the result is what we have seen.
这句话告诉我们，盼望是生出来的。
It says a hope is being born out, is a result of something else.
生的过程，特别是妇女们都很清楚。
And this birthing process, if I can use it, mothers will understand.
难不难?
Is it difficult?
Very. Okay, 谢谢。我认同。痛不痛?
Is it painful?
需不需要很多忍耐?
And you have to have a lot of perseverance.
然后才能够冲出妈妈的肚子跑到这个世界上来。
And then the baby will come out from mother's womb.
盼望是一个冲破困难、冲破乌云的一个结果。
Hope is the result to break through the darkest hours.
在哥林多前书十五章那里告诉我们，事实上，这个生本身的基本条件是死，就是 没有死就没有生。
Okay, in the First Corinthians chapter 15 it tells us that without death there is no life.
那事实上，那人家讲的这个啊，没有死就没有生，是在讲他的改变，他的整个的变化蜕变。
And then actually it's talking about the change of from death to life.
对不起，你们用蜕变还是锐变？这两个字有两个念法，我不晓得，我们比较习惯是蜕变吗？蜕变。蜕变，好，蜕变，英文。
It's a change like it's like a butterfly coming out from the cocoon.
也是说，如果一个籽粒不掉在土里死了，就不能结出许多的籽粒来。
Jesus says, if a seed does not die, then will not bear multiple seeds.
这个精子跟卵子的结合，它会到后来成为一个婴儿的样式。
When the fertilization takes place, then it will become a baby.
这个都是蜕变。
This is all change.
但是这个蜕变当中呢，是要经过一个困难的过程的。
And this process, changing process, is going through a difficult time.
没有死就不能生。
Without death, there's no life.
这个是自然律。
And this is the natural law.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生盼望。
Suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character.
如果我把人生分成三种程度。
If I classify life in three areas,
第一个是忍受。
One is to endure.
第二个是接受。
To accept.
第三个是享受。
To enjoy.
那我要把盼望放在享受这个程度里面。
I'm going to put hope in the area of enjoyment.
忍受是很苦的。
To endure is very painful.
咬着牙关。
Is that we have to grind our teeth.
挨过去，撑过去。
And bear ourselves into that situation.
接受是无奈的。
Acceptance is just is out of our control.
能怎么样呢？
So what else can we do?
不如就认命吧。
So be it.
到享受的时候是喜乐的。
Is with joy.
那我们看到我们的上面我有几个，就是我们要从忍耐来，从患难，对不起哈。
So we'll begin with suffering.
我们知道。盼望怎么出来？是从一个很真实的一个困难的情境里面出来。
Hope comes out from a suffering environment.
没有这个患难的环境的话， without, 你不能享受盼望的喜乐。
Without this such kind of environment, then we would not be able to enjoy hope.
如果我们有一个月下雨，一个月都没有阳光。
If we have a rainy day a month, and then a sunny day.
到了那个一个月之后的第一天阳光出来的时候。
And then the first day that we see the sun.
你感受怎么样？
How would you feel?
想想看怎么样？
Think about it.
没有 feel, 没有 feeling 吗？
No feelings.
就我们讲那个 hurricane 的时候好了。
Just like when we during our hurricane season last year.
我们那里有两个礼拜到三个礼拜没有电。
We were out of power for 2-3 weeks.
当那个电来的时候，
When that electricity came,
有人起来跳舞，你知道吧？
Some people danced.
如果你没有患难，
Without suffering,
就没有盼望的喜乐。
Then there is no hope of the joy of a hope.
所以这个整个提炼啊，整个这个过程呢，是一种提炼的过程。
So this process really is a purification process.
提炼，你知道吗？
Purification.
把叶子提炼成汁，或者是把叶子提炼成药丸，这个都提炼的过程。
It's like we take the herbs and make a medicine. There's a transformation takes place.
很多人不敢吃那个大蒜，可是知道大蒜很好，对，他把它提炼出来，成为一个就是一个可以吞的。
Some people don't like to eat raw garlic, but some people, and then they prefer to have those pills that have those garlic components.
但是不要忘记，如果没有前面那个很不好吃的这个大蒜呢，你没有办法吞，你没有办法有东西可以让你这样子吃下去的。
And without this, this
你得不到大蒜的用处就对了。
If we don't have this such process to purify the garlic, then we will not be able to enjoy the pill.
有一首歌，我们若没有压橄榄橙汁，
there's a song that says if the olive is not being pressed to oil,
它就没有办法变成油。
If the olive is not being pressed, then there is no oil.
我们如果不把那个葡萄踩破的话，
if we don't step on the grapes.
以前的人是用踩的哈，
That's how they make wine,
然后成为葡萄酒。
And then, there's no wine.
所以事实上保罗意思就是说我们的人生是在做一种提炼。
So Paul is saying that our life really is a process of purification.
这个提炼带出来蜕变。
And then through this, there's a transformation.
然后你就会由这个生这个生那个。
So from here bears, from this to bears the next and so on.
那今天早上我要用一个例子来跟我们让我们成为一个榜样，让我们知道怎么样在我们的生命里面接受忍受患难，然后呢享受盼望。
So we'll use a example to learn how we can enjoy this the hope.
我不想用太多时间来解释这个患难忍耐或者是老练。
I will not take a lot of time to go through this.
但是你可以从上面我有把它标出来。
But you can see this.
我稍微简单哈，这个患难的部分是一个事实。
And the suffering is a fact.
逃避不了的。
Cannot get away from it.
你不能欺骗你自己说我没有这个患难。
You cannot deceive yourself that there is no suffering.
忍耐呢会在我们的个性、我们的态度、我们的意志、我们的情绪里面来做一种提炼。
And the perseverance will purify our personality, attitude, and will.
我举一个例子，如果你是很急性、很积极的人
，if you are someone who's a type A person, like a rush type of person,
有个困难来了
，when a suffering comes,
你急不了
，then you cannot stop, you cannot rush.
所以里面就在那里，好像在那个热锅炒蚂蚁一样。
Then it's like you are going through a purification process.
一个慢性的人。
When someone who is really relaxed,
在这种困难里面
in a suffering,
非常消极
and then they are very being negative.
Yes, yeah.
Being negative.
算了
It's a forget it.
本来就很慢了嘛，对不对
It's already slow.
算了，没有办法了
So be it.
所以在我们的个性，在我们的态度，在我们的意志上、情绪里面，这个在做一个提炼。
So in our attitude and will and so on, there is a purification process.
到了老练这个程度的时候。
When it comes to the character phase,
里面就关系到我们的承受度。
It's there's a maturity.
就像个橡皮筋，你给它撑到多少，它会断掉。你能够被承受多少
？Just like a rubber band, how far can you stretch?
还有你的智慧
，wisdom，
还有你的方法
，your the method。
我相信，如果你现在回想一下，在这个时候，不管你几岁，回想一下五年前某一件事情，你会想说，我那个时候如果在这个时候就不会这样做了。
Think about it. Say 5 years ago, something happens, and then you may say that if that would happen to me now, I would not be like that.
有没有
？Any events like that?
我有。
I have.
3岁的做法跟10岁的做法不会一样的。
3-year-old and 10-year-old are completely different.
10岁的反应跟20岁的反应不会一样的。
Reaction from a 10-year-old and 20-year-old is completely different.
因为我们老练了。
Because we have.
我们成熟了。
We have matured.
这个是在提炼我们。
And this is a purification.
好，那现在我们要打开撒母耳记上第30章。
Then let's turn to first Samuel's.
旧约撒母耳记上30章。
Chapter 30, first Samuel's.First Samuel, chapter 30.
我们要从第一看到20节。我请看中文圣经的弟兄姐妹呢，朋友呢，你就用默念的把它念过去。那我们要请我们的在场用英文的，好，用英文的朋友呢，我们可以看着，好，这个上面，我们一起把英文的念一次。
First Samuel chapter 30 verse 1 to 20. So, those who can read English will read together on the screen.
撒母耳记上30章第1节要到20节。如果你念中文，请你现在就开始默念。
So we'll read together. First Samuel chapter 30. And it came to.
一起念好吗？英文的部分，请大家一起念来。
Read together. It came to pass.When David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives and were therein. There slew not any, neither great or small, but carried them away and went to their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went and his 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor. There those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found the Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake to figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongst thou, and whence art thou? That he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethothite, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned the Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and will bring thee down to his company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even until the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drayed before those other cattle and said, this is David's spoil.
好，今天早上我们用这个例子来冲破困难，然后得着指望。
So we will use this story to learn about to overtake the storms into the hope.
大卫被扫罗追杀。
When David was chased by Saul.
不是因为他做错事情
Not because of what he has done wrong,
只是因为扫罗嫉妒他
because of Saul's jealousy,
对他存着恐惧
he feared him.
逼得大卫没有办法只好去投奔他的敌人非利士人
So to a point that David has to go to his enemy Philistines for refuge.
大卫当时是那个为希伯来人打败这个哥利亚的这个一个英雄。
He was the hero, David was the hero that killed Goliath.
到一个地步他需要去投奔他的敌人非利士人。
Now he had to a point now he has to go seek refuge from his enemy.
他的心情你可以想象。
Now you can imagine how
但是他没有路可以走。
But he had no way out.
问题是这一群非利士人呢有人就想到说 我们把这个大卫拿来用的时候呢，有一天他反目成仇的时候，我们怎么办呢？
And the Philistines figured that if we do good to him, one day he turned against us, what would that be?
所以他们就说，走吧，我们不要你。
He said, no, go away, we don't want you.
带着这走，前面无路。
So David, no way in front of him.
回头无家的这样的一个情况。
And then he cannot return.
他回到他的营地去。
He went back to his town.
接下来就是我们刚才所念的故事。
And that is the story of chapter 30.
看到一个景况。
And now in a point, in a situation he's in.
都被烧了。
All burned.
都被抓了。
All being captive.
这个是一个大患难。
And this is a great suffering.
心里已经够沮丧了。
He's already been suffered enough.
碰到这个整个让他很震惊的一个场面。
Now he sees the smoke and he is he becomes despair.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
逃避不了的。
Could not escape.
你不能说没有关系，没有关系。
You say, hey, it's okay, it's okay.
神有他的美意。
Hey, God has His own good will.
被抓就被抓了吧。
If I'm captive, so be it.
情绪一定会反应的。
But our feeling has
will stir up. 我们现在要来学习怎么冲破这个现实。
So let's learn how to overcome the reality.
然后去享受盼望的喜乐。
And to enjoy the joy of hope.
你有没有看到第二节的地方说，大小都被掳啊，掳人城内的男女和其中的大小人口。接下去有一句话，你有没有看到
？The verse 2 says that all women and all were captive, both young and the old. They killed none of them.
有没有看到那句话
？You see this?
却没有杀一个。
They killed none of them.
当你要冲破患难的时候，你不能避免，你不能逃避患难。
When you must overcome suffering, that you cannot flee from it.
但是你要去看到它的光明面。
But you have to see the bright side.
你要去看到它的希望。
You have to see the hope behind.
没有杀一个。
None were killed.
神留一道光线在那里。
Because God has shed a small light.
然后我们进到接下来的这个忍耐的部分了。
And then we're coming into the endurance part.
正常的反应。
The normal reaction would be.
我们看到。一团乱
It's a mess.
哭的哭
They wept.
急的急焦急
They worried and
苦恼
Despair.
大卫焦不焦急
Is David in despair?
他被抢走了
course,
大卫焦不焦急
his wives were captive.
第六节很清楚告诉我们大卫很焦急
Verse 6 tells us that David was in great distress.
所以很多人就在那里哭成一团
And then they all wept.
苦恼
There was in a great distress.
无奈
out of hope.
无助
out of help.
我们怎么冲破这个情绪跟这个整个态度的这种我们的个性的一个难关
？So how do we overcome this situation?
有谁可以告诉我第六节的后面
？Who can tell us in the latter part of verse 6?
大卫用什么冲破这一层乌云
？How did David overcome?This stress.
有谁看出来？倚靠神，心里坚固。
He found strength in the Lord his God.
当你坐在一条船上
，When you are on a boat，
这个船已经破了
，The boat is leaking，
快要沉下去了，沉下去了
，It's sinking。
你要赶快找一个板子
，You must seek something，
抓着它。
Grasp on it,
让你可以浮起来
so that you can float on water.
所以在这个时候大卫他冲破的这一层他也焦急他也哭他也苦恼冲破这一层乌云然后抓到了一个他的盼望
So although he is a despair is in a great distress but he grasped on hope that to overcome the darkest hour
圣经告诉我们倚靠神心里坚固
says that we can find strength in the Lord
你倚靠的对象你要小心
The object of your trust is very important
你要抓的东西你要小心
The things that you will grasp upon must be important
不要抓错了
Don't grab the wrong thing
不要抓那个不可靠的
Don't grab on the ones that
不要抓一个假象
It's not dependable or idle
要抓那一位永远不变的
But to grab on the eternal things
大卫依靠神心里坚固
So he trusted the Lord and found strength in God
大卫还没有解决问题
His problem is not solved yet
大卫还不晓该怎么办的时候
He did not know what to do
但是他心里已经 稳当下来。
But he already has an anchor.
不是大卫有能力。
Not because he has strength.
而是他靠到了一个可靠的一个对象。
But he has something that he can depend on.
这个是冲破我们的这个啊个性、我们的态度、我们的情绪而来享受盼望。
So this is the way that we'll overcome our own self, our will, and our situation.
接下来。
And next.
是一个行动的部分。
It comes action.
我们来看这个事实的行动。
The reality of the action.
这团人哭啊，他们啊哀哭，他们苦恼，他们焦急。
These men were all wept and in distress.
一个很可以原谅的，也是很合理的一个动作。
If we can forgive, that's also a acceptable action.
就是拿起石头要把大卫打死。
That is a pick up a stone and a stone David.
为什么我说这个很合理？
Why do I say this is,
大家都这样做对不对？
Because this is all
很自然的。
This is natural.
有没有？没有做过。
Have we done that?
事情来没有办法解决的时候。
When a situation arises and we cannot solve it.
开始怪。
We start pointing fingers.
谁的问题？谁的问题？
It's your problem. It's his problem.
然后呢，把元凶打死。
And then find the whoever caused them and kill him.
这个时候打死大卫又怎么样呢？
So if they stone David, then what?
他们会加了一个问题。
Then they have another problem.
群龙无首。
Then they have no leader.
更乱。
Then they will bring more chaos.
问题是大多数的动作都是这样做。
Because a lot of time this kind of actions come from such despair.
这个时候大卫挑起他该挑的责任。
Now David picks up his responsibility.
我们如何冲破这些责怪、这种消极、这些里面的这种混乱呢？
How can we overcome the pointing fingers and then all these negative feelings?
我们要向大卫学习。
We need to learn from David.
这样就可以享受盼望的喜乐。
Then we can enjoy the joy of hope.
第一个。
One, the first one.
大卫不是先动脑筋。
He did not use his own brain cell to figure things out.
他没有先开始想策略。
He did not start a master plan.
他先做什么？
First thing, what did he do?
求告神。
He asked God.
祷告。
He prayed.
你既然依靠他，
If you depend on him,
你就要尊重他。
Then you must honor him.
你不能说我依靠你。
We cannot say that, hey, I depend on you.
只是精神依靠。
It's only a spiritual dependency.
我用我的方法。
But I will use my own way.
你做我的心理支撑。
You will support me in the spirit.
我有我的出路。
And then I will do it my own way.
这个不叫依靠。
That does not mean to be.
真正的依靠是遵神的意思为他的方法。
To depend on God is to obey his way.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你一定要操练
you must practice.
我也是这样训练过来的
And, likewise, I have practiced.
我们的自然反应
our natural reaction will be,
就是找出路
is, to find a way.
自己有很多方法
we have a lot of ways to solve this problem.
找到你整个都很疲竭了 都很疲惫了
we get tired,
就抱怨了
then we complain.
大卫祷告
David prayed.
他的祷告是很清楚的祷告
his prayer is very clear.
他说
he said,
他问神说：“我去追赶的话，追不追得上
？”Shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them?
这个就已经是策略了。
This is a strategy.
只是他的策略是让神来决定。
Is that he will let God decide the strategy?
神有没有回答他
？Did God answer?
他说：“你可以追，追得上，都救得回来。
”Pursue them.You will certainly overtake them and succeed in this rescue.
当你有神的应许的时候
When we have God's promise.
当你有神的保证的时候
When we have God's guarantee.
你就放心了
Then fear not.
但是有人说
But sometimes some say,
可是我祷告没有回应
I did not hear God's response.
但是我要请你记住一个经节
But remember.
耶稣说
Jesus said.
如果你定义要寻求神的旨意
If we put ourselves that to seek God's will.
你一定会晓得神的旨意。
Then we will know His will.
神不是故意要折磨你。
God's not going to play games with us.
跟你玩这种躲迷藏。
He's not going to do this hide and seek.
故意让你混淆。
He will deliberately will confuse us.
你爸爸会这样子吗
Will your father do that to you?
故意要去折磨你吗？
Will he play tricks on you?
故意让你做错吗？
To make you make mistake?
不会的。
No.
如果你定义要寻求他的心意的话，
If you decide to seek his will,
他一定会回答你。
He will answer you.
这是我们的确据。
And that's a guarantee.
因为他说寻求的必得着。
To seek, you will find.
如果你叩门，必为你开门。
Knock, door will be open to you.
如果你这个都不能信任神的话，
if you cannot depend on, if you cannot trust God on this,
你的心里面不会依靠他的，
then you will not depend on him.
你只要寻求他，
if you seek him,
你就得着答案，
you will find the answer.
但是记得里面不能有你自己的速度跟你自己的意见。
But remember that there should be no our own opinions.
我验证太多次了，
I have so many confirmations.
很多时候神没有理我，
God did not pay attention.
很多时候神没有去容许我的想法。
Will allow my ways.
有时候我们想跟神得到一个 permission， 一个好像赶快我这个好不好，拿个策略给他签名。
Sometimes we just seems like we want to approve our plan from God.
哦，我们的神真的是很冷静的神。
But God is a very cool God.
你用吵的，你用急的，
we can
你用吹的都没有用。
We can ask him to hurry up.
所以我就乖乖回到原点。
So he will not respond, so I have to come back to my
检查我自己的，看我自己的心思意念。
To examine my own heart.
把我里面所有自己的想法拿掉。
And to take away all my plans.
然后我就等神的答案。
And waiting upon the Lord.
每一次一定等得到。
Every time,
我跟你保证。
I will get the answer. I can guarantee that.
因为神他爱我们。
Because God loves us.
因为神他要我们体验他的能力。
And God wants us to experience His power.
神回答大卫说：“你必追得上。”而且都救得回来。
So God replied that pursue them and you will certainly overtake them and succeed them.
大卫只问说能不能追。
David asked, "Can I pursue?"
他的脑筋还没有那么快跑到说能不能救回来。
And he has now to a point that can I save them all?
可是神的答案非常的完备。
But God has responded.
他说你追得上。
Yes, pursue them.
你救得回来。
And you can rescue them all.
接下来大卫采取行动。
Then,David follows that action.
因为神已经给他允许了。
He got a promise from God.
去追吧。
Pursue them.
而且保证。
And guaranteed.
可以救回来。
That he will succeed.
这里有一个插曲。
And then there's a side note.
当大家想要打死大卫的时候，大卫负起一个领袖的责任，把大家集在一起出发了。
When the man tried to kill him, and then David stood up as a leader,And then took action.
他一共带了400人。
He took 400 men.
因为呢，有一些人呢，不想去，不能去。
Because some of them did not want to go.
到后来呢，这400人里面还有200人疲乏的，就留在那里了。第十节。400人，我就有200 ，OK， 600人，然后是带了400人，好，对不起，带了400人 ，OK。
And then out of it, 200 men were too tired and did not want to go.
在他们上路的当中
，And then on the way, pursuing the raiding party,
碰到一个埃及人
，They found an Egyptian,
是一个奴隶
，was a slave,
就是来抢他们那一群人的军队的奴隶。
He was one of the slaves that raided their town.
那在回家的路上生病了。
And then he was sick on the way back home.
所以那个主人呢，就一点都不留情，就把他丢下来。
And then the master had no mercy and just kicked him out.
在我们看来，这个奴隶这样的一个事情，是一个让我们觉得很残忍，可是一个很不好的一个事情。
We think that this is very cruel, it's not humane.
这个却是大卫的机会。
But this is David's opportunity.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
你的神可以这样转一个危机成为契机，成为一个机会。
God can turn a situation into an opportunity.
当你求告神之后，
When you have sought God,
好好的跟着神，
follow God.
知道神的心意，
know his heart,
抓住神给你的机会，
and then grab on the opportunity.
记得这个时候你在跟忍耐，在跟这个患难，在好像在征战一样。
Remember that you are wrestling with suffering and character.
这个时候大卫还有余力可以来帮助这个奴隶。
And then David still has strength.To help the slave.
这是大卫的本性。
And that's his nature.
他并没有在这个很难过，而且呢很纷乱的时候呢， 来啊，撇弃他的本性，不管这个奴隶。
He did not forsake his nature that in this in the midst of the situation.
我们看到大卫的手下跟大卫一样有这种心态，就是看到一个奴隶要死了，他们绝对不会把他摆下来让他吃，来帮助他，来医治他。
And also his men as well that has want to help this this slave to give him food and water.
有这种说法。
We have the saying.
当你沮丧的时候
，When you are in despair,
出去。
Go out.
找一个比你更沮丧的人。
Find another one that's more despair.
去鼓励他。
Encourage him, her.
你就会好了。
Then you will get well.
我这个我也印证过。
I can testify for that.
没有错。
Indeed.
在这种大卫很沉重的任务下，他还有余力来帮助一个奴隶。
But David in this situation that he still has the strength to help others.
但是这个奴隶带来契机。
But this slave had brought them an opportunity.
当大卫发现这个奴隶的身份的时候
，When David found out who the slave is,
他说：“请你带我去你们那群军队那里好不好？那你知道路。
”He said, "Hey, you know the way. Lead me to the to the raiding party."
这个奴隶心里害怕。
The slave was fear.
你可不要把我跟你讲，你把我杀掉哦。
He said, "Hey, don't kill me."
当然，大卫不会杀掉他。
Of course, David will not kill him.
他已经救了他。
Already saved him.
就这样子。
And then this is how.
大卫很顺利的带着他的400个手下去把所有被掳掠被夺去的全部夺回来，没有失落一个。第十九节。
And then in verse 19, that David went to the raiding party and then recovered everything.
无论大小儿女财物都夺回来，没有失落一个。
And without losing small or great things, he recovered all.
这个是神的工作。
And this is God's work.
如果你让神工作的时候
，If you allow God to work,
都全部可以救得回来。
Everything will be recovered.
有时候我们在我们的家庭里面
，Sometimes in our family,
夫妻的关系失落了。
That couples lose their has a rift in their relationship.
亲子的关系破裂了。
Have a problem with the parent-children relationship.
工作的非常不愉快。
And then we have problem with our job.
很多很多都被夺走的。
It seems like these are all been lost.
我说被夺走是有原因的。
The reason I say lost, there's a reason to say it's lost.
因为这世上有两个王。
Because there are two kings in the world.
一个说我来就是要拯救世上的人。
One king says I come to save.
给你生命。
Give you life.
给你丰盛的生命。
Give you abundant life.
给你永生的生命。
Give you eternal life.
另外一个王。
Another king.
他说我来就是要破坏。
I come to destroy.
就是要把你拔起来。
To
把你摔碎。
To uproot and then destroy you.
用尽各种方法
and with all the methods,
要做毁坏的工作
to destroy.
你以为你的家庭关系你的亲子关系你的朋友关系你的工作关系会这么的一团乱是没有原因的吗
Do you think that there is no reason that all your work your family will be all so chaotic
魔鬼太喜欢我们这样子了
Devil loves to do that
在啊雅各书里面，雅各书里面呢，说到是有一个狐狸啊，那个小狐狸在偷那个原子的葡萄。
雅各
Song of Songs. In the Song of Songs, there's a scripture says that there's a little fox that will steal fruits in the garden.
慢慢的偷。
One by one.
很狡猾的偷。
Very slyly.
你的家里面被偷多少关系去了
？You know that your family may be
在你的希望里面被偷了多少希望去了
？All your hope being stolen.
你的心里在漏。
That now your heart
家庭关系在漏。
Is being decreasing.
朋友关系在漏。
And then relationship is being rift.
魔鬼慢慢敲，慢慢敲。
And the devil is slowly take it away.
慢慢的拿。
And take it away.
到有一天你发现。
And then suddenly one day you realize.
都没有了。
They're all gone.
但是神保证。
But God guarantees.
都救得回来。
He can recover all.
一个都没有失落。
That none will be lost.
这个是我们的盼望。
That's our hope.
我们的盼望在哪里
？Where's our hope?
我们盼望在神自己。
Is that our hope is in God?
你一定要让神来参与。你的难处。
You must allow God to participate in your difficulties.
如果你在患难之中
，in suffering，
你在困难之中
，in the difficult situation，
上帝要把你提炼出一个很美的一个结果出来。
God wants to purify you to a beautiful outcome，
成为一个很有果效的器皿
，a very effective vessel。
但是你一定要 跟他同工。
But you must work with God.
经过这种蜕变的过程。
Through this transformation.
不要自己打自己。
Don't make our own strategy.
像那些人打大卫一样。
These men try to stone David.
是我们依靠神的时候。
That this is time that will depend is to depend on God.
都救得回来
he can recover all,
都可以夺回来
everything,
一个没有失落
none will be lost.
放心
so, take heart.
那就是耶稣说的你们要放心
take heart, that's what Jesus
这个世上有苦难
that, this world has suffering,
但是我已经胜了这个世界
but I have overcome this world.
这是你的信仰
that is your faith.
这是我的信仰
that's my, what I believe.
不是一种精神寄托
it's not a spiritual something we can hang our faith in.
是一个事实上的一个保证。
But it's a reality that you can take it to the bank.
什么叫做盼望？
What is the hope?
就是你信靠神。
That is we trust God.
你依靠神。
We depend on God.
然后呢，从患难当中提炼出一种依赖。
And then through suffering that we can depend on.
一种期待。
A hope that we have.
一种意向。
A vision that we have.
信是所望之事的什么实底。一种虽然你还没有看到圣经说你没有你如果看到就不叫盼望了。
Scripture says hope is something that you cannot see.
你还没有看到。
You have not yet seen.
可是你已经有把握。
But you already know.
你知道会怎么样。
You know what's going to happen.
虽然你还没有经验到。
Although you have not experienced.
我称这个叫做提前享受。
I call this as pre-enjoyment.
Yeah. 拿到的时候你可以享受。
When you get it, you'll enjoy it.
在你要预备拿这段时间呢你就享受了。
And then you anticipate to receive it, that's the enjoyment.
在我还没有给最后的经节以前。
Before my last scripture.
我再讲一个小小的例子。
Another story.
我们知道那个前卡特总统哈 ，Jimmy Carter。
The Jimmy Carter。
那他呢，在还没有当总统以前，曾经想去应征在这种核子海军里面工作。
Before he was became a president, he wanted to find a job in the United States a nuclear.
因为他很喜欢这个。
Nuclear Navy。
那个时候的考官。是一个很有名的元帅。
At that time, the examiner was a very famous general.
很严肃。
Very serious, very
很严格。
Very strict.
因为核子这个东西是开不了玩笑的。
Because a nuclear thing is you cannot play. It's a very serious business.
卡特就写下来哈，他就记述他那个时候怎么样让考官来考他一些常识。
So he put in a journal that he remembered how the examiner examined him.
他记述说呢，最后呢，决定他能不能得到这个工作是各考官的一个问题。
And then there was a make or break question from the examiner.
他说你当时候在学校里面成绩怎么样
？He said how's your grade in school?
他是在那个乔治亚理工学院。
He was in Georgia Tech. He was he graduated from Georgia Tech.
这个时候，这个卡特很高兴。
He was very happy.
他说呢，他回答是我们那时候有800多个同学，我是第59名。
He said, I was the 59th, ranked 59th out of 800.
很不错的，对不对
？Very good, isn't it?
他想说这个一定很好。
Yeah, I would say, hey, that's a good answer.
可是呢，这个考官不满意这个答案。
But the examiner was not too satisfied.
他说你尽力了吗
？Did you do your best?
这时候卡特心里面就想我该怎么回答
想一想 what should I answer? How should I answer?
他摇头
He said no.
说没有
No.
又一个问题又来很尖锐
And then another very critical question
他说为什么没有
Why not?
卡特知道没有希望了
And then he lost hope
他知难而退
He said that this is the end of it
他之后写了一本书
And then he wrote a book
为什么不尽力而为为什么不尽力而为
He said Why not do my best?
据说那个是他写这本书的一个动机。
And that was the motivation to write this book.
在圣经里面
In the scripture,
神的话总是提醒我们
God reminds us
尽心尽力
with all your heart, with all your might.
你要爱神就是尽心尽力去爱
To love your God.
你要进入神的国度你要努力
And then we need to do our best to enter the kingdom of God.
不要闲懒。
Do not be lazy.
在这个患难忍耐老练当中熬练的时候。
In this transformation process, in the suffering, perseverance, and in the character building.
让我们可以回答神说我尽力了。
Let's say that, yes, God, I have done my best.
我们享受神给我们盼望的喜乐。
To enjoy the joy of hope.
我们再看两个经节。
And then the two more scriptures.
一个是诗篇第62篇第5节。
Psalm 62, Psalm 62, verse 5.
好，我们不管中文英文一起来。
Well, let's read together.
来，我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。我们在念。
Another scripture.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans 15.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
十三节。
Verse 13.
一样的，我们在中英文一起同时念，我们要念两次，
we'll、
大声念。
Out loud.
好来，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。再次来，但愿使人有盼望的神。因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有喜乐，都夺得回来。
Everything you can recover.
一点都不会失落。
None will be lost.
神帮助我们。
May God help us.
也愿神赐福我们。
And may God bless us.
谢谢。